Unending millions of shattered families began with wrong dating habits. These habits made proper courtship impossible. The results have been tragic. The almost universal effects of modern dating demonstrate widespread ignorance even on the most basic points of the correct way of dating. Almost no one understands the real purpose of dating or of the courtship that can ensue. The next step, achieving a happy marriage, then also becomes impossible. Is there a right and wrong way of dating? Or, like learning to walk or ride a bike, can people just naturally figure it out? If there is a right way, what is it? And are there right and wrong people to date? How can you know the difference? Unlearn wrong principles acquired from society. Learn and apply God's principles leading to happy marriages and families. Listen carefully.
The World to Come. The Restored Church of God presents David C. Pack, author of 80 books and booklets, editor-in-chief of The Real Truth magazine, read by countless and growing numbers in every nation and territory of the world. In a violent age, full of bad news, answering life's greatest questions straight from the Bible and announcing the wonderful good news of the world to come. And now, David C. Pack.
The cold hard facts are that today's standards of dating, courting, and engagement are all wrong. Believe me, having counseled literally hundreds of people for marriage, I know. All one need do is look at the astonishing array of ill effects in millions of relationships to realize that the dating and courtship practiced today are terribly off track. The world is littered with broken families, unhappy marriages, single-parent homes, a pandemic of every form of sexual immorality, resultant STDs, astonishing ignorance, and widespread misery. Have you ever asked why? Why has mankind never been able to solve these huge problems? Why do they only grow worse with the passing of time? The answer? Because laws and principles of God are being routinely broken by billions of people. The author of the Bible states that his great law, the Ten Commandments, is holy, just, good, and spiritual. Consider the basic rule of cause and effect. When God's laws and principles are obeyed, they bring countless blessings, benefits, and good things into the lives of those who obey them. But mankind has routinely rejected and even lampooned the book that reveals the cause of all its problems, evils, and ills. How does cause and effect apply to dating and courtship? Where do these lead? The answer is simple. Dating and the courtship that may ensue are the precursors to the ultimate relationship, marriage. The effect? A successful or failed marriage is what results from either right or wrong forms of dating and courtship. The cause and effect principle goes both ways. For every cause, there is a resulting effect, and for every effect, there is a traceable root cause. To determine whether the dating practice today is correct, we should first examine its fruits. We must analyze the effects of dating today. If they are bad, then we should be able to admit that something is wrong, very wrong with the cause, society's methods of dating and courtship. Therefore, we must examine the overall state of the marriage institution. If dating and courtship are being done properly, we should expect the general condition of marriage throughout society today to be healthy. If dating and courtship were practiced correctly today, they would form the foundation of a beautiful relationship between a husband and wife as God ordained it. The two would spend a lifetime together enjoying much happiness and joy. This God-plane relationship would include expanding the family to children, who would experience more productive and abundant lives because their home and family would provide a strong, positive environment capable of nurturing them to adulthood and into their own successful marriages with children. Parents would teach children all they need to know, and the process would continue through successive generations. Does this sound like a fairy tale? Today it does. This is because modern society is shot full of wrong education, misinformation, hollow opinions, pop psychology, ignorance, bad advice or no advice, all of which virtually block young people from any hope for true happiness in marriage. As a carpenter, Jesus understood the importance of carefully laying a right foundation before starting a building. He knew what this first step meant to the construction process and later stability of the structure. He described the man who built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. He contrasted this with a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth. Matthew's account says sand, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. The world does not know that proper dating and courtship form the rock-solid foundation every marriage must stand on. Instead, most unconsciously build marriages on little more than emotional and psychological sand. When troubles come into marriages, as they invariably do, failure results because they are improperly anchored. So many couples are unnecessarily swept away by floods for which they were never prepared and never saw coming. Vast numbers of marriages have needlessly failed. This has been because couples were not taught in advance how to carefully select someone who could be a real companion, a truly compatible partner for life. Divorce resulted simply because there never should have been a marriage in the first place. No marriage can reach its full, wonderful potential and could possibly even fail altogether if singles either do not know what to look for in a prospective mate or even that they should be thoroughly examining those they are dating seriously. If people would carefully look at the bad effects in their own marriage, they would admit that they are very real and that something is terribly wrong. Tragically, these same people often remain unwilling to believe that all these bad effects could have resulted from wrong causes. Will you examine these causes and come to see and accept the principles of proper dating, courtship, and engagement? Before these things can be discussed, we must lay the all-important foundation, so crucial to comprehend all that you will only then be prepared to learn. I repeat, today's dating practices are almost entirely wrong. However, before we can understand how they are wrong, we must ask why this confused state of affairs. Why are so many people unable to correctly date, court, and reap the benefits of a happy marriage and family life? To fully grasp the reason the masses do not follow sound principles of dating and courtship, we must learn the underpinnings of society. The big picture must be examined. Most assume that this world belongs to and is guided by God, that civilization as a whole is under His direction. Is this true? We must ask, who is the real ruler over this world? Once this has been established, we will have identified the true author behind today's dating practices. It is critical to understand the role of Satan, the devil. The serpent, in Genesis 3, deceived Eve and started mankind down the path away from God and His law. By choosing the forbidden fruit, the world's first couple, Adam and Eve, handed themselves and their descendants to the devil's thinking. Notice this series of verses. Satan is the god of this world, and he has blinded the minds of everyone in it. The devil is also called the prince of this world and prince of the power of the air, who deceives the whole world. Astonishing, but true. However, most will never accept the last passage or that it could apply to themselves, much less that it could have any bearing on their dating practices. And if Satan has deceived the entire world, then it is not God's world. Since the whole world is deceived, and since the Bible also declares the whole world lies in wickedness, it becomes clear why it is cut off from God. Deceived people practice lives filled with sin. Read what Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, and Jeremiah 5:25 says is the result. View all of these passages in relation to the process of how people are influenced to date, court, and select marriage partners. There are three forms of real, true love: the love of God, brotherly love, and romantic or erotic love. To confuse and trap the unsuspecting, the devil has produced counterfeits to these, which, among other things, form a faulty foundation for dating today. Let's examine one of Satan's biggest counterfeits. Most are familiar with the many cliches surrounding the idea of falling in love. Endless songs describe it. Many movies depict couples falling in love at first sight, and novels and magazines are filled with this idea. Everyday conversations include such terms. This is seen everywhere, and everyone, to a certain degree, accepts it as natural. But the truth is that one cannot fall in love, but rather he falls into lust or infatuation. Do you understand what true love is? Or are you willing to accept the fact that the world and your own nature have conditioned you to only think you do? What seems right can lead to disaster. Notice, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The difference between true love and infatuation requires one to honestly examine himself. Real love is not something that happens by chance. It develops over time, based on the all-important foundation that the Creator has given us. Before looking at today's numerous wrong forms of dating, let's see the dictionary definition of what constitutes a date. The most commonly understood is, quote, an appointment for a specified time, especially a social engagement between two persons of opposite sex. In the simplest terms, a date is merely a set time agreed upon to engage in any activity. Another way of stating this is that it is social contact with the opposite sex, either one-on-one or in a group. Many freely admit that the popular trendy forms of dating today are not the right solutions, that they do not really work. Yet, the majority of people seeking marriage partners lack quality social organizations and places from which to draw potential partners, as well as recognized social institutions that can correctly teach them how to date. Singles and teens are left with no choice but to accept what is offered for those looking for love. Here are just a few methods people choose. First, one of the most common settings for young people today is meeting others through so-called dance clubs. This involves trying to find potential dates, or more often, one-night sex partners, in an atmosphere of loud, pulsating music mixed with drugs and alcohol. The entire picture revolves around selfish lust and hoped-for instant gratification. Next, others consult the stars. Lacking true knowledge, they seek astrologers to learn their romance forecast. Then, the exploding trend of online dating involves a simple internet search to select one or more of the multiplying dating services that all claim to be able to help find love. Those looking for a date, a relationship, or just sex have found the right place. These websites profess to bring passion and excitement to your life, and so forth. As a direct consequence of such passion, however, sex crimes have also increased dramatically. Needless to say, newspapers are filled with accounts reflecting the dangers of meeting strangers through the anonymity of a computer or classified ads, a similar process. Another recent trend is speed dating. This is billed as able to put an end to your lonely nights because it is seen as a more efficient way to increase your chances of finding love. In this practice, a group of people signs up for the speed event. All gather to spend 3 to 5 minutes with each person in a continuing rotation. Some of these involve sitting and staring at one another without uttering a single word for 3 minutes. At evening's end, they choose whom they would like to date. A USA Today cover story described the enormous shift in the way young adults select mates, introduced with the statement, "Courtship is out as today's Cupids shift to speed dates, online connections, and action plans." The article detailed modern trends. Here's an incredible description. When it comes to finding that special someone, the person's name, Wax is analytic. In 16 months, he sped through 2,500 3-minute hurry dates at about $1.45 a date, not to mention 100 real dates that lasted at least the length of a cup of coffee. The article continues, "This man's method, though perhaps systematic to the extreme, illustrates what experts are calling the most significant shift in American dating culture since the mid-1960s. Back then, there existed something called courtship, in which couples came together with the help of college mixers, church socials, and meddling parents, and were often engaged before their 21st birthdays. Dating has radically changed from just a few years ago, and the concept of courtship has become all but extinct." Time does not permit describing all the wrong forms of dating that have resulted in what we see today, but realize you may have much to unlearn. Most of what you have learned and been conditioned to believe about dating is not correct. It is founded on wrong feelings of lust and selfishness. Accept this as fact and realize that looking to the all-powerful Creator for the correct way is the only path to long-term happiness. We have an extraordinary book that is unlike any you will ever read on the subject, Dating and Courtship, God's Way. It explains the difference between love and lust, the importance of emotional maturity, when people should begin to date, group dating, how to recognize compatible personalities, what to look for in people, courtship, engagement, and much, much more. Notice what Christ inspired about the world's ways. "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." Think. These three terms, which exactly parallel the three elements in the wrong tree of Genesis 3, describe the world at large. They also sum up how so many typically date, court, and get married. True love is a selfless, sharing, outflowing concern for others that is founded on the way of give. This love involves putting one's own feelings and interests aside to better see and serve the needs and feelings of others. Let's briefly examine God's way applied to dating. First, there is no book in the Bible titled How to Date, Court, and Marry, nor are there specific chapters or verses with these words. As a result, even professing Christians resort to their own beliefs and feelings on this matter. Yet there are attributes of God and critical elements of His laws and principles that must be understood to form a proper foundation in order to realize a happy and abundant life. The Bible states that God is love. Because He is love, God desires all to have to experience the same love He experiences. As one submits to God, repents, and is baptized, he gains access to God through His Holy Spirit. As this love flows through the newly converted mind, it will also flow into the person's relationships throughout his or her lifetime. Grasp an all-important point. This love overarches absolutely everything to do with dating and courtship. True love is unselfish. It is not an emotional high, although it certainly involves emotions. It combines both outgoing concern and genuine affection for the other person in a relationship. But it must always continue to extend further to include every other human being. One simply cannot fall in love at first sight, although one can grow over time to deeply love a person. This develops out of mutual admiration and respect for one another and involves much thought and careful analysis. Maturity and spiritual conversion are the most fundamental building blocks of proper dating. Maturity is directly related to responsibility. As children become teens, they begin to ask the big questions of life. What will I do for a living? How will I support myself and my family, among others? Marriage is a God-plane relationship, and as a direct precursor to it, dating cannot be a simple animalistic pursuit of pleasure. Sadly, many young people never take time to plan their future. Instead, one night of succumbing to lustful impulse can bring disaster crashing down on foolish, unsuspecting minds. An unwanted pregnancy forcing couples to begin preparing for a family without the benefit of foresight and the joy of planning. Be willing to shed society's influence over you. Admit that you may need to unlearn almost everything you have absorbed and replace it with sound biblical principles. Once armed with this new set of values, you can firmly rely on God to bless you with the best possible mate. Seek counsel, exercise foresight, and be willing to wait. God's way will reap greater rewards than you can imagine. Most would scoff at the idea that dating is an art. However, this is largely because it has become a lost art. Generally speaking, there are simply no common guidelines or principles governing modern dating. Driven primarily by impulses of the moment, people fall into shallow ruts, doing what they feel passes the test of peer pressure. In generations past, parents taught their children what to do on dates and what not to do. They imposed rules about dress, where teenagers could go, what was permissible and what was not, and when to be home. And these rules were enforced. Sadly, I have often had to teach these basics to people who should have long before been taught them by parents. Dating truly has become a lost art, but you can learn it. You cannot imagine the benefits to you and others that will come with the proper form of dating. It is meant to be an opportunity not only for fun, recreation, and exercise, but also to learn about people, to develop social graces and etiquette, and to develop yours and others' personalities, among other purposes. Dating should be an enjoyable activity. Of course, an important goal in every date is to have a good time. But, and this may be surprising, if you are truly dedicated to providing a nice time for the other person or others present in a group situation, and this takes planning, you may benefit the most. Everyone wants each date to go well, to be successful. There are certain earmarks of a good date that all should strive to achieve. Today's fast pace of life affects everyone. The rat race existence that describes the day-to-day routine for most is everywhere, at times seeming to create an almost palpable nervous tension in the air. First dates and beginning dates can be nerve-wracking experiences, especially one-on-one. Before the date, both men and women worry about whether they will look attractive or say the right things. Then there is the man's worry about even asking for a date. Tragically, today, it is often the woman doing the asking. Rest assured, the date will not go perfectly. However, having the right perspective greatly increases the chance of success. One of the best ways to create a relaxed atmosphere is to use humor to break the ice. But be certain that it is clean and mature. Some people consider it funny to continually act immature, but this turns mature people off. Avoid silliness at all costs. Both parties will enjoy a first date much more if the focus is to get to know the other person. This objective is almost non-existent in dating today. Try to make this a goal in your dates. Choice of environment is important to conversation. Some feel it is impossible to understand the opposite sex. This is not true. Dating should be a time to get to know how the opposite sex thinks. Be open with each other without prying into personal matters. It is essential to feel comfortable on a date. Always strive to create this atmosphere, whether in a group or one-on-one. Ask questions about the other person and be genuinely interested in the answers. This opens people up and puts them at ease. Continually strive to cultivate a cheerful, thoughtful attitude. It will enable you to enjoy yourself more, and it will provide your date with a pleasant experience. Talk about books, travel, interests, ideas, experiences, family, and goals, among other topics. Break away from all forms of immorality, including the kinds of people who practice them. This will be hard to do, but determine to clean up your mind. Learn the correct way to date in court and to conduct yourself during engagement, all according to God's principles. This will almost certainly require you to completely change your perspective and unlearn wrong knowledge, practices, and socially accepted traditions. The Restored Church of God offers more helpful material, and all free, on dating, courtship, marriage, sex, and the family than any other church on earth. This would be the case with the one church built by Jesus Christ. First, the place to start is the essential book again, Dating and Courtship, God's Way. Before entertaining the thought of marriage, study the principles contained in this book. Be sure that anyone you consider for marriage is methodically doing the same. Most of all, be sure you have grounded yourself in the knowledge revealed here well before beginning to date. But we have so much more about proper child rearing, marriage, the God-ordained purpose of sex, the family unit, immorality, and divorce and remarriage. Also notice our extraordinary magazine for teenagers and another for families. Families the world over are under attack. Explore the vast library of truth we have on every conceivable question about these topics, but also on many, many others. You will not regret the time you took. Grasp that God designed all human beings to be happy. Yet achieving full happiness is impossible if one is in a miserable marriage. You now have access to the necessary vital principles ready for application when the right person enters your life. When the time comes, if you permit and are seeking God in all areas of your life, He will provide that one person right for you. Diligently apply yourself, knowing in advance a wonderful God-plane relationship filled with supreme happiness can await you. Until next time, this is David C. Pack saying goodbye, friends.
This program was made available by Restored Church of God members and donors from around the globe. Explore our vast library of literature and other World to Come programs, which are all made available free of charge. To order literature featured in this program, call toll-free 1-855-828-4646. That number again, 1-855-828-4646.